In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, teach us to praise and thank you, Lord. Teach us to love you, even though we can't feel your love a lot of times. And we recognize that we often sin against your love without even thinking about it or knowing. We have come to truly believe in the love that you have for us. We have come to truly believe in the love that the Father has shown us in Jesus Christ. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. We shall pray the great Psalm 91, considered one of the most beautiful and consoling passages, and it also shows us that the Father's unconditional love in Christ Jesus looks out for all of his children with such care. And yet sometimes we don't see that care, but it's still something that's happening throughout the world, but also in our own lives. Sometimes we don't notice what is happening, or we might obstruct God by not listening in the way the psalmist is, no doubt does, listen to God and is very spiritually aware. It's one of the big problems in our world today. There's no spiritual awareness. There's no awareness of God or where to find God or how God speaks to us. Instead, what you see is generalities, you know, don't be bad, don't be mean. And people fall into all kinds of things because they don't know, they don't have knowledge. And they also don't know how to discern the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit in their own lives. Anyway, I can't believe I just did a little reflection there, but anyway. Night holds no terrors for me sleeping under God's wings. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shade of the Almighty says to the Lord, my refuge, my stronghold, my God in whom I trust. Night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings. It is He who will free you from the snare of the fowler who seeks to destroy you. He will conceal you with His pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. Night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the plague that prowls in the darkness, nor the scourge that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 fall at your right. You it will never approach. His faithfulness is buckler and shield. Your eyes have only to look to see how the wicked are repaid. Night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings. You who have said, Lord, my refuge, and have made the Most High your dwelling, upon you no evil shall fall, no plague approach where you dwell. For you has he commanded his angels to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you upon their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. On the lion and the viper you will tread, and trample the young lion and the dragon. Since he clings to me in love, I will flee and free him, protect him, for he knows my name. When he calls, I shall answer, I am with you. I will save him in distress and give him glory. With length of life, I will content him. I will let him see my saving power. And God also wants to be for us now. He's always giving us second chances. He always wants to love us and give us this opportunity to cling to you in love, to come to know you, to learn how to praise you. so that we can be set free and protected by his name. Protected in his name. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings. First reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3. So we're continuing on, I believe, or maybe we skipped a chapter. Okay, we skipped a chapter in Zephaniah. Redemption is promised to Israel's poor. Wait for me, says the Lord, against the day when I arise as accuser, for it is my decision to gather together the nations, to assemble the kingdoms, in order to pour out upon them my wrath, all my blazing anger. For in the fire of my jealousy, shall all the earth be consumed. So then I will try and change and purify the lips of the peoples, that they all may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia and as far as the recesses of the north, they shall bring me offerings. On that day, you need not be ashamed of all your deeds, your rebellious actions against me. For then I will remove from your midst the proud braggarts, and you shall no longer exalt yourself on my holy mountain, but I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. They shall do no wrong and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouths a deceitful tongue. They shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you as one sings at festivals. I will remove disaster from among you so that none may recount your disgrace. Yes, at that time I will deal with all who oppress you. I will save the lame and assemble the outcasts. I will give them praise and renown in all the earth when I bring about their restoration. At that time I will bring you home, and at that time I will gather you, and I will give you renown and praise among all the peoples of the earth. When I bring about your restoration before your very eyes, says the Lord. Responsory prayer. In the midst I shall leave a poor and lowly people, and the remnant in Israel will take refuge in the name of the Lord. I will purify the lips of the peoples, so that all of them may call on the name of the Lord, and the remnant in Israel will take refuge in the name of the Lord. We're going to have a special second reading particular to this saint. It's a minor saint, but I've never celebrated this priest, Saint Joseph Calstanzius from Spain. The caption is, let us try to cling to Christ and please him alone. Everyone knows the great merit and dignity attached to that holy ministry in which young boys, especially the poor, receive instruction for the purpose of attaining eternal life. This ministry is directed to the well-being of body and soul. At the same time, as it shapes behavior, it also fosters devotion and Christian doctrine. In doing this, it performs for the young boys the very same service as their guardian angels. Moreover, the strongest support is provided not only to protect the young from evil, but also to rouse them and attract them more eagerly and gently to the performance of good works. Whatever the type or condition, it is well known that when the young are given this help, The change for the better is so great that it becomes impossible to distinguish those who are educated, so that it becomes impossible to distinguish those who are educated from those who are not. Like the twigs of plants, the young are easily influenced, as long as someone works to change their souls. But if they are allowed to grow hard, we know well that the possibility of one day bending them diminishes a great deal and is sometimes utterly lost. All who belong to the society of men, and especially all Christians, praise those who increase the human dignity proper to boys, especially poor boys, by giving them a proper education. Above all, parents are happy that their children are led through straight paths. Civil leaders rejoice to gain upright subjects and good citizens. The church is especially joyful that others who love Christ and proclaim the gospel are added to its following. All who undertake to teach must be endowed with deep love, the greatest patience, and most of all, profound humility. They must perform their work with earnest zeal. Then, through their humble prayers, the Lord will find them worthy to become fellow workers with Him in the cause of truth. He will console them in the fulfillment of this noble, most noble duty, and finally will enrich them with the gift of heaven. As Scripture says, those who instruct many in justice will shine as stars for all eternity. They will attain this more easily if they make a covenant of perpetual obedience and strive to cling to Christ and to please Him alone. Because in His words, what you did to one of the least of my brethren, you did to me. Response to prayer. I have longed to give you the gospel, and more than that, to give you my very life. You have become very dear to me. My little children, I am like a mother giving birth to you until Christ is formed in you. You have become very dear to me. Let's take a look and see if we have some intercessions for today. We esteem Christ above all men, for He was filled with grace and the Holy Spirit. In faith, let us implore Him, give us your Spirit, Lord. Grant us a peaceful day. When evening comes, we will praise you with joy and purity of heart. Let your splendor rest upon us today. Direct the work of our hands. May your face shine upon us and keep us in peace. May your strong arm protect us. Look kindly on all who put their trust in our prayers. Fill them with every bodily and spiritual grace. I pray for Bill. Pray for Henry to have a job, better job. Pray for all the people in our extended online communities to get their prayers answered this year, especially as we approach the end of the year. Gathering all of our prayers spoken in poems, spoken along, let us pray the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, you blessed St. Joseph Calstanzas with such charity and patience that he dedicated himself to the formation of Christian youth. As we honor this teacher of wisdom, may we follow his example in working for truth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. So sometimes it helps my mood, like I said, just to make small little changes. Like standing up helps me breathe a little bit better than when I have to lay back in this chair and kind of try to pray. I'm just going to close my eyes and try to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy with you all. We'll see what happens. Let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, which remain for peace at all levels. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Father, help us. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I offer my plenary indulgence and equivocal graces for the soul in purgatory, may he or she be released in help right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from St. Faustina's diary. Satan's temptations during meditation. I felt a strange fear that the priest would not understand me, or that he would have no time to hear everything I would have to say. How am I going to tell him all this? If it were Father Bukowski, I could do it more easily. But this Jesuit whom I am seeing for the first time. Then I remembered Father Bukowski's advice that I should at least take brief notes of the lights sent to me by God during the retreats and give him at least a brief report on them. My God, for a day and a half all has gone well, and now a life and death struggle is beginning. The conference is to start in half an hour, and I am to go to confession. Satan tried to persuade me into believing that if my superiors have told me that my inner life is an illusion, why should I ask again and trouble the confessor? Didn't MX, Mother Jane, probably Mother Jane, as a note, tell you that the Lord Jesus does not commune with souls as miserable as yours? This confessor is going to tell you the same thing. Why speak to him about all this? These are not sins, and Mother X told you that all this communion with the Lord Jesus was daydreaming and pure hysteria. So why tell it to this confessor? You would do better to dismiss all this as illusions. Look how many humiliations you have suffered because of them, and how many more are still awaiting you. And all the sisters know that you are hysteric. Jesus, I called out with all the strength of my soul. At that moment, the priest came in and began the conference. He spoke for a short time as if he were in a hurry. After the conference, he went over to the confessional. Seeing that none of the sisters was going there, I sprang from my kneeler and in an instant was in the confessional. There was no time to deliberate. Instead of telling the father about the doubts that had been sown in me in respect to my dealings with the Lord Jesus, I began to speak about these temptations I have just described above. The confessor immediately understood my situation and said, Sister, you distrust the Lord Jesus because he treats you so kindly. Well, sister, be completely at peace. Jesus is your master, and your communion with him is neither daydreaming nor hysteria nor illusion. Know that you are on the right path. Please try to be faithful to these graces. You are not free to shun them. You do not need at all, sister, to tell your superiors about these interior graces, unless the Lord Jesus instructs you clearly to do so. And even then, you should first consult with your confessor. And if the Lord Jesus demands something external, in this case, after consulting with your confessor, you should carry out what he asks of you, even if this costs you greatly. On the other hand, you must tell your confessor everything. There is absolutely no other course for you to take, sister. Pray that you may find a spiritual director, or else you will waste these great gifts of God. I repeat once again, be at peace. You are following the right path. Take no heed of anything else, but always be faithful to the Lord Jesus, no matter what anyone says about you. It is with just such miserable souls that the Lord Jesus communes in this intimate way, and the more you humble yourself, the more the Lord Jesus will unite himself with you. When I left the confessional, ineffable joy filled my soul, so that I withdrew to a secluded spot in the garden to hide myself from the sisters, to allow my heart to pour itself out to God. God's presence penetrated me, and in an instant all my nothingness was drowned in God, and at the same moment I felt, or rather discerned, the three divine persons dwelling in me, and I had such a great peace in my soul that I myself was surprised that I could have so many misgivings. Resolution, faithfulness to interior inspirations. Even though I would have no idea how much I would have to pay for it, I must do nothing on my own without first consulting the confessor. End of reading. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All right, that's our divine office for today. I hope that you're doing really good and that this also helps you. I know it's helping me spiritually to read the diary with you, to reflect on scripture, to share scripture even makes you understand and live it out better. So I just hope this helps you. May God look after all of us and help us.